Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, January the 13th, 2021. Good to have you here. Time to be heard. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, unemployment benefits for Michigan residents now including $300 per week from the latest COVID stimulus, but at least it will help some get through. That is if the state computer system actually works this time around. Number two, the failure of the distribution of the coronavirus vaccine continues to spiral out of control, but Michigan now is going to get tens of thousands more doses. And number one, is there an indication now that Governor Whitmer may finally loosen her financial death grip on restaurants and other businesses? It'll be far too late for thousands. What does she care? And all of that's coming, but first, honestly, I have to go to this other big story. The water crisis that put Flint in the national spotlight years ago is taking a new turn, with criminal charges now pending against former Governor Rick Snyder. At least that's the anticipation. It's been 7 years since it all began. But the Associated Press reported yesterday that Snyder and others have been contacted. And they should expect indictments very soon. In addition to Snyder, other names surfacing were Rich Baird, a Flint native who worked as the top aide to Snyder during his administration, Nick Lyon, the former Health and Human Services Director under the governor, and Howard Croft, the head of Flint's Public Works Department from 2011 through 2015. An attorney for the former governor, Rick Snyder, calls the Flint water charges a smear campaign. We have been told by several reporters that the Michigan Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, plans to charge former Governor Rick Snyder with crimes related to the Flint water investigation. Came in an announcement from attorney Brian Lennon. The office has refused to share any information about these charges, which is an indication that a public relations smear campaign is a higher priority than any official legal action. It is outrageous to think any criminal charges would be filed against Governor Snyder. Any charges would be meritless. Coming from an administration that claims to be above partisan politics, it is deeply disappointing to see pure political motivation driving charging decisions. And that's what's going on here, in my estimation. Reading from part of the Associated Press article, I am. Since the initial report, an attorney for Richard Baird, a former senior advisor, has also said prosecutors advised him his client would be charged as well. Charged for what? A spokesman for the Michigan Solicitor General, Fadwa Hamoud, who has led the Flint water criminal investigation since early 2019, declined to comment. The Snyder administration held power before and during the water emergency in Flint. Snyder appointed a series of emergency managers who made decisions that led to the city's use of the Flint River as a cost-saving measure in 2014, but that's not exactly true. Flint told the city of Detroit, where they had previously gotten their water supply from the water systems of Detroit, that they wanted to have their own system. And so 1 year to the day after that, Detroit cut them off. It was a political argument that turned ugly, and if the water had been properly treated in Flint as they had been told they could do, none of this would have come to pass. Lennon, by the way, the attorney for Snyder, Lennon, said water prosecutors clearly need a scapegoat after wasting 5 years, tens of millions, approaching hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money on a fruitless investigation rather than following the evidence to find the truth. The Office of Special Counsel appears to be targeting former Governor Snyder in a political escapade. And to be honest with you, my friends, I agree. I was not a big fan of Governor Snyder. But blaming him for the Flint water crisis is reckless, ill-conceived, and inappropriate. Unless I learn more, my position on that is not going to change. I criticize Governor Snyder in a variety of areas. When it comes to PFAS, his administration had a chance to act and did not. That was a failure on the part of Governor Rick Snyder and his administration. Not him personally, because he probably didn't know about it, but the Flint water crisis. To file charges against the former governor years after he left office. This is nothing more than political posturing for the benefit of Democrats. That's what this is. What else would you expect from Dana Nessel's office anyway? Charges will soon be covering for me for even mentioning it here on the program. Speaking of which, Nate writes this, "Dear Steve, it won't be long before the socialist left-wing big tech pulls the plug on your site and you. You used to be my neighbor. I love your show, but I'm afraid you'll be censored soon. I'll probably be sent to a re-education concentration camp myself." Let me know if I can help in any way. Yeah. Send a little money. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's death grip, financial death grip on restaurants, bars, bowling alleys, and dance halls, and dance studios, may finally come to a close on February 1st, extending the ban on dine-in service for another 2 weeks. But it'll be too late for many. It will be too late for many. That announcement expected today at a press conference. It'll still include limits on capacity and a curfew. But would also include this, according to MERS News, would also include possibilities for restaurants to take additional public health measures to increase their capacity limit. The expectation is the governor will set an initial capacity limit on February 1 that will grow as long as certain benchmarks are met. A new curfew expected to be set to prevent late night raucous events during which patrons are less likely to adhere to safety protocols. The situation with the Harper's Bar in East Lansing was mentioned as a prime example, you know, where 200 people got sick and not one of them went to the hospital. Not one. Every single one recovered. You know, that event at Harper's in East Lansing. Oh, they're coming for you. Make no mistake, they're coming to get you. If you need your finances looked out for in 2021, let me recommend Craig Stiles and Ameriprise and the Desideri approach that'll give you a custom fit. So many people that listen to this program have already taken my advice to get a hold of Craig Stiles. What are you waiting for? Call 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles is waiting to hear from you. He can help you navigate these difficult times, protect what you've earned, plan for your future in a way that nobody else will, because it's a custom fit just for you. 517-483-4893. Join the movement. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security.